Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. I'm Danelle Couch, Marketing Director at FCA. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character. I'm excited for you to hear some of the great things going on at FCA. And now here's our host, FCA high school student, Lydia Smith.
Hi, I'm Lydia Smith here with Mrs. Karen Burcham, and we're going to talk to you guys about the upcoming FCA Carnival. Hi, Mrs. Burcham, how are you?
Hey, Lydia, I'm doing great.
So, tell us about this 2016 Carnival.
Well, this is, I believe, our 17th year to have this carnival. It's a big fundraiser for our school, mm-hmm. And we have all kind of activities and things, which we're going to talk about here, but it's definitely open to the public for families to bring their kids and, you know, enjoy the night with us.
Awesome. So I know that there's a lot of teachers' baskets and that every class does one.
Right. Every homeroom picks a theme and they do a teacher's basket, which means that all the kids or parents donate items. So, for instance, first grade, one of the first grade classes is doing a Lego basket. Mm-hmm. And obviously that one's going to be worth several hundreds of dollars because, you know, with Lego prices these days. The other first grade class is doing chocolate. So it's going to be an entire basket just about chocolate. I won that basket one year, and I have a chocolate fountain, so I bring in all the time. But some other themes are movie night around Lancaster, which that one's going to be really awesome because it's just going to be gift certificates
that
and
is awesome.
Items just from the local area. You could win a coffee basket, sports, arts and crafts, a getaway to Amish country. There's one that's just Buckeye stuff. There's one that's a water adventure, ice cream, iPad, Cleveland Cavaliers basket, a Nike basket, a GoPro basket. And basically you buy raffle tickets and you go and visit all the baskets and you put your name on the back of the tickets and you put your ticket in and then we do a drawing at the very end of the night. So the carnival is, we should probably talk about the date. The carnival is Friday, March 4th, and at 5:30 the concessions will open. And then from 6 to 9 is all of the games and everything. And then at 9:15 is when we all come together and we'll draw those baskets. We'll draw tickets for the people to win those baskets. Mm-hmm. And they are always worth hundreds of dollars. It's incredible, the stuff that comes in.
Awesome. Okay, so I know that there's also going to be a silent auction. What can you tell us about that?
Right. So what we have asked for is community donations or, like, our parents of our students, if they have a business and they want to donate something, we have a silent auction. So you come, you get a number, and then you can go around and write your number down and what your bid is. Mm. So we definitely want the community to, you know, donate items because that's going to get them promotion. But then we also want them to come and bid on things because everything, you know, always goes below, you know, its value. Mm-hmm. And you can really get some cool stuff at a really good price. And then, of course, all the proceeds will go toward the school here.
Awesome. And I know there's going to be a lot of games and activities.
Right. Yes. Every classroom on the elementary level will have one or two games in it. You know, so everything from ring the cane game to face painting to hair dye, you know, all those throwing dart games, you know. And then we have a prize room. And so what happens is you purchase game cards. You go and do the different games, fill up your game card. You earn tokens. Then you go to the prize room and you turn in your tokens. And we have these humongous inflatables. So, like, you know, as big as your car, these whales and all kind of really fun stuff.
As prizes?
Yeah, as prizes. Awesome. And the kids just, you know, they drag those all over the carnival.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so can you tell us about ticket sales?
Yes, ticket sales actually start today here at the school. We have a ticket form that'll be available on our website, Fairfield Christian Academy, or FCA Nights, I'm sorry, FCA Nights, and also at Door B here at the school. And so after school each day, we will have someone selling tickets, and the form can be printed off and turned in with their payment. Mm-hmm. And then Susan, our ticket lady, will have the tickets in an envelope and ready to send back out the next day. And that way you really want to get your stuff ahead of time because you want to go ahead and get your
–
well, yeah, it's a huge line. And you have to put your name and phone number on the back of all your tickets. And so either bring those little stickers that they send in the mail with your name and address on them or make sure you buy them ahead and that way you can do them at home because if you take half an hour to fill them out, you just lose that much time playing games and stuff.
I know we're also doing a bake walk. What can people do about that?
Well, we need donations of baked goods. They don't have to be home-baked goods. They can be bakery like Kroger Bakery or Giant Eagle. Vanilla cake with the vanilla icing, but we take donations for that. And then it's kind of like a musical chairs type of game where you, spend your ticket and you come up and when the music stops, they call a number and then you win a big, baked item. So we'd love to have lots of items for that. We ran out last year.
Yeah.
We ended up using cotton candy because we had our cotton candy machine. We ended up giving cotton candy away for prizes because we ran out of all
the cakes
and baked stuff that we had.
What about concessions?
Well, we hope that everybody will come and eat their dinner here. We have all kind of stuff. We'll have pizza, hot dogs, chicken sandwiches, shredded chicken sandwiches. We'll also, of course, have pop and popcorn. Like I said, cotton candy. We'll have snow cones. Let's see, looking at the list here, nachos and cheese. Chocolate chip cookies, which are the famous ones that our kitchen makes for lunch every day. And so we kind of hope everybody will come and support that and eat their dinner first before the rest of the night.
And I know there are multiple bounce houses.
Right. We have a company bringing us three bounce house inflatables again this year. And so that's also in the concession area. Takes up one half of the whole gym. And last year we had like a dodgem thing where you could use these blown up sticks.
Oh yeah,
jousting. I think it was jousting.
It
was pretty great. And then we had the great big slide. And then one for the littler kids too. But it's definitely for big kids too. So,
And then volunteers.
Well, volunteers for everything. I mean, if people can donate, obviously to their class baskets, they can donate to the silent auction. We need people to work that night from obviously everything from, in the concession stand, the ticket booths, working the games. We have a lot of awesome high schoolers who will work the games, but we kind of like to have some adults around, just to make sure,
everything's
running smoothly.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Because you can run out of tokens and we just need all that kind of stuff. People to, be in the prize room. We need people, a couple days before. So, like, if they, would have to work that night, we need people days before to set things up. Right now, with the donations coming in, we spend, almost a whole day every week just typing into the database our donations. And then, of course, afterwards, we want, maybe you like to write thank you notes. We would love to have extra help from our parents, just writing thank you notes to all the people that donated items and, taking care of all that kind of stuff. Because, we just we had 101 items last year in our silent auction. And, of course, we get things from all the way from, Cherry Valley Lodge, overnighters, Kalahari, all the way to, oil change from Bob Boyd. So, these things can be valued at $5. They can be valued at $500. So we definitely want, all that kind of stuff to come in.
I'm pretty sure my parents want a vacation basket.
Yes.
Not a basket, but one of the silent auction things.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay for the plane tickets. So.
I got some really awesome handmade birdhouses last year and we have a cabin that we like to go to in Hocking Hills, and we knew we were going to go anyway. So we bid it all the way up to basically the full price because we knew how fantastic it was, and we knew we were going anyway. That was a lot of fun. But you're talking $300 down to $15 birdhouse that I was able to get. So there's just all kinds of stuff.
And again, it is for kids of all ages.
Right. Yep. Stroller friendly, wheelchair friendly. The games are They're all on the first level. Of course, we have an elevator upstairs that will take you to where the laser tag's going to be.
The dodgeball. Laser tag,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Laser tag's coming back and dodgeball. The teacher baskets are down in the front of mm-hmm. the worship center, cafeteria. We'll have the bounce houses. And then, of course, prize room and silent auction and ticket sales are right out front at the front door. At about, 8:45, we have a comedian slash ventriloquist slash puppet guy coming. Yeah, so he's going to come and entertain everybody while we kind of get all the silent auction mm-hmm. stuff, you know, wrapped up and
That's
can
awesome.
Announce the prizes and stuff. So it's a really great time.
And again, it is what date?
It is Friday, March 4th. It's really early this year, mm-hmm. But, you know, just with spring break and Easter and stuff.
It's nice, though, because then people that are getting into spring sports
right.
can be there.
Well, right. Yeah, you guys stay so busy. But, yeah, Friday, March 4th, 5:30 to 9. And Heather Keener is available here at the school if you have concerns or needs. Her phone number, of course, is 740-654-2889, and her extension is 315. And, again, I'm Karen Burcham, and I'm co-helping out with her, and I'm also here full-time, so people can call in and reach me at that same phone number at extension 284, or we can be emailed at kburcham. Or H. Keener, K-E-E-N-E-R, at fcanights.us.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Mrs. Burcham, and thank you, listeners, for listening to This Week at FCA. I'm Lydia Smith.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.